passed on and realized that eternal fate has turned its back on him. It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun's still warm. All right, well, we're ready to step into the twilight zone again. It's 7 o'clock out here in California, 9 o'clock central in Texas and other places throughout the panhandle, and 10 o'clock back east. And this is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone with Lieutenant Eric Schein. And I do cameos for half an hour on Fridays on the JeffFerriesShow.com. You can search him out online. He archives his programs, and my appearance is about an hour in. If you go to the podcast under Bean or Podbean or something like that, it pops up when you go to the archives. And go through the archives through in that manner, or get the archives in that manner. There's also a player that pops up, and you can get it that way. But you can move it through depending on what engine or player that you use, and advance it to just before the hour, and get the time period when I'm on there for about half an hour. And one of the things I bring up about, you know, the bigger picture and you know, some have said the conspiracy theory, and it, you know, it's not a conspiracy theory. It is a history. It's getting into looking at and analyzing what is going on or what has gone on in history. And the last 1,000 years of European history has centered around the unification and or reunification of Germany, or what was known as Greater Germania, which is much bigger than what is Germany today, because it included all the other nations like Austria, Bavaria, Switzerland, and more. And when you start to look at not only what's going on in European history and realize how it has affected world history and the whole issue of the quote-unquote master race, and start looking at the introduction of an application of Germans here into the United States. And I'm not trashing Germans. You know, most the greatest portion of Germans here in the United States don't, you know, they're hardworking individuals. They want to raise a family, educate their family, have a good job like everyone else. You know, Germany was a republic at one point in time, the Weimar Republic, if not several points in time. And some people would say that, you know, Germany is a system of self-governance now. But much like what the United States is becoming or has become, it is far from a system of self-governance. We'll be back. We've got the first break right on us, 5 minutes after. 800-313-9443. But I'm going to try to lay out the bigger picture in all of this. We'll be right back. It's In the Zone, Lieutenant Schein.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back. 800-313-9443. But I want to get into this, you know, and just bring up the just all the different issues. I mean, not only have I been studying this for quite some time, but I've confronted it in federal district court, and the names that have surrounded me, like Morgan, Archie Morgan IV, who is the great-great-grandson of J.P. Morgan, guys like Hochstetler, Alan Hochstetler, a good German, Nicole Lichtenstein, Porter Goss, as in congressman, former congressman and former head of the CIA, Nicole Nason, and I thought it was Nason, but it's Nason. I heard it pronounced because I've seen these names. And what's interesting is the very same names like King, K-I-N-G, which relates to Kaiser, which is Henry J. Kaiser, who was a steel magnate and auto manufacturer and shipbuilder here in the United States. Because, you know, the game that is played by these German industrialists, and not just German, but, you know, they made their way into France a long time ago. And a lot of this is coming from, you know, the Middle East, I hate to say it, Israel as a quote-unquote kingdom, Germany as a quote-unquote kingdom, England as a kingdom, the member states of the United Kingdom. There are 54 nation states, including Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and more. that are member states of the United Kingdom as kingdoms, including England or Britain, who somehow is our best friend now as a kingdom. And I'm just going to throw out a lot of the different things. You know, we had 15 of the 19 terrorists from Saudi Arabia in the 9/11 event. And did we attack Saudi Arabia? Hell no. Why? Well, because it's a kingdom. What did we attack? Iraq. Well, it's a republic. Ah. And after World War II, even though Russia, although run by Stalin, who was a bit crazy, a lot crazy, and we have our own, and we just, you know, love them more than their crazies. You know, you can go to Roosevelt and Truman and others, and this includes, you know, Reagan. You know, we've not been well represented for quite some time, probably going back to the Civil War. And I, you know, you could say I'm a Southerner with some kind of I don't even know what to say, as some kind of a supremacist attitude or whatever. People, I'm half Irish and I'm half Portuguese. And although I may be from the South, it's Southern California, i.e. San Diego. And many of these topics I had no, I don't want to say no interest in, but because I, you know, I'm very eclectic and interested in a lot of everything and anything, basically. But I was not raised to be racist in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not, you know, racist now, but there are, when you follow history, you start to understand that there are a group, and whether it's, you know, nature versus nurture or DNA, you know, whatever you want to look to, whatever characteristic, there are those who would rather live in a kingdom and be granted favors because they will, you know, suckle to the royal family or those with the rights and authority and ability to grant benefits and or jobs and more, rather than living in a republic or a democratic republic, because we do have a hybrid where the democratic institutions have been married into the republic structure of our government. You know, voting is a democratic institution. Congress, albeit a body of individuals, raised to a level as senators or congressmen, as individuals in a republic form, become a democratic body that is supposed to debate and deliberate upon many of these issues, and it has become a factory full of rubber stamps where many of these individuals cannot debate or deliberate upon the issues because they don't even read the laws that are being enacted, like the Patriot Act, the Homeland Security Act, Patriot Act 2, and more, or many of the changes that are occurring, like taking the Coast Guard, and this gets back to the old German issue, where Admiral Allen, think of Allen Wrench, Allen Bolts, that named Allen is very pervasive throughout corporations and the government, where they're handing favors back and forth to each other and this group of fascist families. Admiral Allen, who believes that a branch of military should be able to rule over and reign supreme over civilians and adjudicate civilian affairs and be deeply involved in civilian affairs, which is as unconstitutional as one can imagine, is married to Pamela Hess of Hess Oil Dynasty back east, that is involved in scandals within the Interior Department. And she is also a Hessian related to Rudolf Hess, former deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler. T-Mobile is a German corporation. And you think of warrantless wiretapping and why Bush, who is a German, along with FBI Director Mueller, who is German, along with Henry Kissinger, who is Bavarian, raised in Bavaria, born in Bavaria, raised in London to an age, who came to the United States to betray us, was also knighted by the Queen. Reagan, knighted by the Queen. George Herbert Walker Bush, knighted by the Queen. Kissinger, Greenspan, knighted by the Queen. Colin Powell, the Dark Knight, quote unquote, Schwarzkopf, German, Knighted by the Queen, Rudy Giuliani, Italiano fascist, Knighted by the Queen, Ted Kennedy, and when you look into Joe Kennedy and his father, who smuggled DeWar's whiskey into the United States during Prohibition with help from the Queen and the royal families to warehouse the whiskey in the United States, sit on it until Prohibition ended, and then sell it to establish themselves. And, you know, Joe Kennedy took Roosevelt under his wing, FDR, when he found him as an undersecretary of the Navy, and helped Roosevelt become president. And Roosevelt, in kind, also helped Kennedy, not only by naming him as the first head of the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission. And when Roosevelt was asked why, he said, well, it takes a crook to catch a crook. He was also ambassador to England, Joe Kennedy was. And Roosevelt helped institute, if not initiate, and establish the Kennedy name and put John F. Kennedy in power, and also Robert. Kennedy would have loved to have been president himself, but he was willing to accept his children. You know, and we get the whole story about Camelot, which is as much a story as the stories that we were told about Oswald and others. The you know, we've got Arlen Specter with the single bullet theory. You know, and when you look at Specter and who he is and what he's become and what he's done, he has not represented the American people. And you look to John Warner and the Warner Defense Authorization Bill and other acts like that that have allowed our country to be militarized from top to bottom, which is not what our country is all about. We stand strong because we can act and function in a civil manner throughout our history, and when necessary, through an act of Congress, when war is declared, we can take all of our assets, put them toward and our industry, and put them towards winning and defeating any enemy, foreign or domestic, and returning our country to civil order. Our courts are being blockaded. Much of this has happened since 9/11. Lawsuits are considered to be frivolous. DHL, German, the company that won the federal contract, or not the federal contracts, well, actually they are. There's federal authority and money going into that. But the World Trade Center, it was called Freedom Tower. I think it's being called World Trade Center 1 now. The company that won the elevators for the new building, which still, you know, 8 years later, or going on 8 years later, still hasn't been finished, let alone really started. ThyssenKrupp, two German weapons and warship manufacturers who are now married into the Habsburg family that George Bush, as a German, is a member of, along with Queen Elizabeth, who is German, is a member of the House of Habsburg. World War I started with the shooting of Duke Ferdinand and his wife Sophie, who were members of the House of Habsburg. Two other members of the House of Habsburg were shot by the Black Hand in Italy. France geared up as soon as this happened, and because they knew, you know, what this all meant, that they were going to war again. You cannot ignore the Franco-Prussian Wars, the three Napoleonic Wars, Bismarck, literally the last 1,000 years of European history. When you look at how the world had been divided and two republics, and yes, the United States as a republic was set intentionally against the Soviet Union as a republic because it was the union of Soviet socialist republics. And although you may disagree with how they interpreted and applied the ancients' concepts of a republican or democracy, it was a republic, and we were set at each other's throats by these kingdoms. We'll be right back. This is Lieutenant Eric Schein. The program is In the Zone, the Public Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back, people. 800-313-9443.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea, but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Back and you know, there's a very strong German encampment, for want of a better word, in Texas. George Bush became governor of Texas, killed more people with capital punishment in Texas. I think he set a record. I think he was shooting for that. Got involved in baseball, fought to get a team in D.C. and make sure we have a Colosseum there for distraction as well, just like the Romans. The Roman army was predominantly German before the fall of the empire, and many of the relics and technology and information from the Roman Empire was carted away to Germany and to other countries. And that's why we have this giant gap where it just looks like, you know, gee, what happened in Rome? The whole civilization disappeared. Bush in Texas was instrumental in shutting down the, I believe it's Halon, might be, no, Haldron Collider. It's a nuclear collider, Haldon. And I can't think of what the element is. But I'm sure a caller will call in with it, or maybe my producer will type it in for me. But you can search it on the internet. And Bush was instrumental in shutting it down, a multi-billion dollar R&D program here in the United States that would benefit our country, our research, our development, our military, and eventually, you know, civil defense and even, you know, commercial enterprise, shut down. And guess who has it? Switzerland, CERN, part of Greater Germania. And when you start to step back and analyze all this and start to read a little bit about history, you know, pick up Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles. It's a Large Hadron Collider, LHC, is the world's largest and highest energy particle accelerator intended to collide opposing particle beams of either protons at an energy of 7 TeV particles or lead nuclei at an energy of 574 TeV nucleus. The Large Hadron Collider was built by the European Organization for Nuclear Research with the intention of testing various predictions. And you can get that on Wikipedia, and thanks for the producer. But ours was shut down, and we had literally, it was tens, I think even up to 50 or more, if not hundreds of miles of tunnels built for this. The program was defunded. I think it was almost 10 years ago. I'm not sure if it was quite that long. It was when Bush was governor, mini Bush. And when you look into the background of Papa Bush, not only being in Texas, reportedly, when JFK was assassinated, but, you know, being German, and what has gone on with the Roman Catholic Church and programs like Paperclip, and now we have a German in charge, Cardinal Ratzinger, Pope Benedict the whatever he is, 14th or 16th. And you start to look at all of this and look to all of the, you know, the Illuminati is just a portion of what's going on. But that came out of, I believe, Adam Weishaupt was Austrian. It was Austria, Bavaria, part of Greater Germania. And when you start to really look around, World War I, Germany. World War II, Germany. Cold War. Well, I hate to tell you, it wasn't just necessarily us and Russia, you know, two republics set against each other by the United Kingdom and or Germany. Germany was split in two, and they used the Eastern, you know, Eastern Germany to invade that side, that republic, and then the Western Germany to invade and infiltrate Western European civilization. And now in 1990, Bush is in office, German, and the wall comes down. Germany is reunited, and there was no European Union. And all of a sudden, the German, again, encampments, for want of a better word, or agents, provocateurs who are within Spain and England and Italy and many other countries throughout Europe and Africa, and, of course, both Americas and even Asia, the quote-unquote cards have been called back in from those fingerlings, those Trojan horses sent out by Martin Bormann, the executive director to Adolf Hitler, who recapitalized the private trusts, the royal houses of over 750 families prior to the fall of the German Empire in World War II, where these families, their monies, were sent out into the world with their children and families and intellectual property and more and assets to build virtual castles, whether they be corporations or positions in government. You know, you start looking at all these individuals. You know, too many Germans have been involved in my own situation, and a great number of Jews as well. And I'm not, you know, pointing any kind of finger at any particular race, but there is an elite, call it a royalist society, of those who come from all of these civilizations who wish to live in a kingdom rather than in a republic, and that they would rather grant divine right to these individuals and sovereign immunity so that they can enslave us all. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, we're back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And I'm trying to, you know, tie all the connections to Germany and why guys like David Icke is coming out and saying, you know, we're going to be living in a Nazi Germany here in about 5 years. When you start to look at what's going on and who's behind it, you know, he's not far off. I don't agree with his thing about aliens and reptilians and, you know, whatever other stuff he gets into. He takes a lot of really good information about the royals and, you know, this desire to have kingdoms and sovereign immunity so that the king can do no wrong, just like the head of the constitutional monarchy known as the Roman Catholic Church, which is not a church, I'm sorry to tell you. And I was born and raised Catholic. I'm a recovering Catholic. And, you know, especially now with a German in charge, I mean, come on, give me a break. The Germans, the Protestants were the ones who went after Catholics in Germany and even in England. And Protestant Reformation and more. They even went after my dad when he was working at General Dynamics. And had to rely on some friends to, you know, he was a not, you know, a low-level guy either. He was a director of ethics, VP of engineering when he retired. And he was, you know, he had his PhD and more, civil engineering degree, master's in business, and teaching credentials and more. He used to teach community college, and you know, no dummy. and made his way up into, and this is, you know, he actually got awards from the Carlisle Group when they had shortly moved in, taking it over, and from Carlucci and Weinberger and others. And, you know, but he had a someone who was his superior, who was a Protestant, and had targeted him because he was Catholic. And so this kind of stuff is, you know, it's not just old Europe. It's going on here. And that's why we have laws against, you know, any kind of, let alone retaliation, but discrimination on race, age, gender, and more. And now it's gone off the scale. Sovereign immunity is being pushed. And many of the things that were put in place in Germany to destroy it as a republic and to take it back over, and no matter what they call themselves now, it is nothing less than a kingdom, as is Israel now, as is the United Kingdom, as is the European Union. It is a giant kingdom now, and that's why so many people are having problems with what is going on. And they want to create the very same thing and have, to a large extent, and I hate to tell people, but we're a lot further down that rabbit hole than you may care to imagine, because we have a new self-declared special branch of military in the Coast Guard operating under military law in Homeland Security rather than in the Department of Defense that is as unconstitutional as can imagine, as one can imagine, because you have a special branch of military that its code of conduct is the UCMJ or military law, and it is adjudicating and involved in civilian affairs, taxing, licensing, fees, adjudication, and more. They want to say, well, it's just like the DMV. No, it's not. The DMV isn't a branch of military, you know, special or otherwise. You know, all you have to do is look at this stuff, and this is the precursor, the setting of the stage. And remember, as Shakespeare said, you know, all the world is a stage, to do the very same thing that was done not only in the Soviet Union, but in Germany, here in the United States, and restore feudal caste system, a kingdom here in the United States, and dissolve the republic or redefine what a republic is so that all of our definitions actually will fit into what a kingdom is. When you can't get into the court and have your grievances heard, regardless of who you are filing your grievances against, whether it be the United States, George Bush, the president, the Coast Guard, or anyone else, or the commandant of the Coast Guard, then we are no longer a system of self-governance to where you can, you know, have an independent judiciary that will hear a case on its merits and not take sides with the bigger party, whether it's a corporation or government itself. And, you know, I've been trying to warn people and tell people and let them know how far down the, you know, rabbit hole we've gone, and that the only way to dig our way out of this enormous rabbit hole is to not only wake up, become better educated on the issues, but help out individuals like myself and other whistleblowers and start to circle the wagons around us so that, you know, those in public service, those in federal and state service, those in military service are protected by the very Constitution itself that we are trying to and swore an allegiance to defend. I want to go to Dave in Wisconsin. He's been on hold for a couple minutes. Dave.
Hi.
Hey.
I just had a couple of things I wanted to mention. You did say the word discrimination, and that is something, it's interesting the way news reporting really does a lot of discriminating by the use of the word white in strategic areas.
How so?
Well, for example, if there's a crime committed, if the crime is committed by a white person, that's profusely reported. However, I'll give you an example of something that occurred quite a while ago now, but it was a a crime over in Japan where, and it, this touches pretty close to me because I was in the Navy, but it was three Navy.
Was it Okinawa or?
Yeah, I think it was in Okinawa where there was were three Navy men that raped minors. Well, they were of African heritage, but the words African-American were never associated with that reporting at the time. Or it could have been in maybe some minor report, but in the major newspapers and television, it was all three American sailors raped these minor or this minor in Japan. And so by omission, there is a, let's say, a prejudice against people that are not of color. That's problematic at times with events like that because it's like bending over backwards to not be to not discriminate by the use of words, but then it's not really fair. It's not accurate reporting.
And then I don't know the racial or ethnic or socioeconomic background. Other than going into mitigation, I don't know how that would really play into it. I mean, I'm sure eventually pictures of these individuals were shown in various, you know, I'm sure, especially in Japan and Okinawa, of the accused. But, you know, I mean,
when I heard the report,
a crime is a crime. Let me throw in 2 cents on this. A crime is a crime. And I understand what you're saying, like the movie Falling Down. With Mike Douglas.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
It was pretty good, but it was about basically, you know, the alpha male of American. I'm not saying, you know, white male, whatever. And I'm not why. I'm half Portuguese, half Irish. I don't think I really rate. I'm not Anglo-Saxon because that is traditionally like the WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you know, would be the quote-unquote a typical, you know, white male that most refer to when they say, you know, white male.
Yeah. Well, with me, it's not a big issue, but it, see, when I heard that report, all right,
right.
It cast, my thought that went through my mind was, oh, no, somebody from the Navy is doing something that terrible. I wish those people would behave. And I assumed that it was white people by the fact that it was not, in my opinion, accurately reported. It's just an assumption that casts a shadow over me just by the way the reporting was handled. And that
But there's bigger issues that go into this because...
Oh, I agree.
Well, no, and hear me out. There's citizens, American citizens, who are bound by the Constitution and our form of government, self-governance. Those individuals should not be tried under military. You know, they should be afforded counsel. They should be given JAG counsel so that any, you know, issues of the military come into it. They should be given private counsel, you know, to defend themselves because they are presumed innocent. They should not lose any pay or benefits until they are found guilty. And they should be tried in a civilian court back here in the United States. And any and all costs, especially because it's the military there, of bringing the witnesses to the United States or doing video testimony or whatever and protecting the, you know, the aggrieved or the injured parties is paramount because we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts. Because you know what else we have then is we have a competing system of prisons and we have a system of prisons for the military, which is enormous. People can't even imagine how big our military prison system is, let alone our regular prison system. But what has happened is the judiciary under the executive branch and the prison system under the executive branch, not as administered under the Article 3 judiciary, you know, our independent judiciary, and a civil service prison system that is not putting people in jail for, you know, stealing underwear or whatever, especially not three strikes or whatever, and 25 years in jail for their third strike of being stealing underwear, yeah. Which has happened, and more than we care to, you know, realize. We do have the largest prison population in the world per capita, percentage-wise, and in overall numbers.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that case came out. It sort of dropped off the edge of the earth after the initial reporting. Hey, one other point. Bilderberg meeting is coming up now. And
right.
Anyway, the honorary chairman of the Bilderberg meeting is Etienne Devignon. And I emailed you an email with some interesting material in it that essentially alleges that he was, that eyewitnesses identified him at parties with underage girls and so forth.
What's his background? Corporation, family ties?
He was born in 1932 and he's connected to everything. It's right on the email that I sent you. I just sent it probably 20 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out. I'll pull it up.
Yeah.
Anything else, Dave? Hey, Dave.
What?
What do you think about the whole German connection on all this?
I think it's the German connection is its roots that are very, very, very deep. And I think as long as those of us like yourself and like me just keep our studies up and don't draw conclusions too soon, because I'm starting to find some material that traces powerful families back to other nations that are in the Middle East.
Well, Israel being one, but, you know, many of these families predate Israel and actually helped invade and take over Israel when it was a kingdom, and came from Babylon. You know, they're Babylonian. But many of them are Assyrian, Phoenician, Sumerian, and others, civilizations that predate Christ by thousands of years.
Yeah, I think, here's what I think, though. This is not a conclusion yet, but from everything I studied is, I think it all also would more or less support what you've been saying, because everyone has to go to the queen to get their knighting.
Yeah.
Essentially, the queen is the center of power right at this particular time in terms of, at least in terms of awards ceremonies.
She's the Whore of Babylon.
Yeah, the Whore of Babylon, exactly. And that power base,
I mean, sorry to say that,
yet.
But, you know, I'm sure our founding fathers would have spoken in the same, you know, tongue.
Well, it's a conclusion that's very tempting. And like I said, I study a lot, and I know you do too. And I have some other material I'll mail to you as time goes along as well. But it's easy to get overwhelmed or flooded with stuff, so I just.
Well, you realize though too that a lot of people in Israel are as angry and upset and fighting what is going on in Israel as are we, where these very close knit families, you know, Netanyahu's back in power again and whatever, have held on to and taken over control of the government, and it is not a system of self-governance anymore. It is as close to being a kingdom as is Saudi Arabia, you know, the UK, United Kingdom, with member states like, you know, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. And I would have to say what's become of the United States when you start to look into the lineage of George Bush, Biden, Obama, and others who have very strong lineage and ties to Germany.
Well, it's like it's reality or fantasy, all right? The queen and the king, right? And that's the fantasy. So I see it as the reality people trying to stampede everyone in and under the kingdom. Just like you, I mean, I'm so close to being in total agreement with you, with what you present, that it's a little unnerving to say the least. But anyway, they're masters at propaganda. The Gentiles and the Jews have put all of that quibbling apart over in London now. So basically,
oh yeah, well if you look at even Germany, it was very rich elite Jews who worked with very rich elite Germans to put everybody else under their thumb.
Yeah, they've all ecumenized, exactly. But
they're, They're self-appointed royals.
But you see, with this propaganda movie that came out, The Da Vinci File, that propaganda is about Jesus Christ having a child, and Charles Windsor, Elizabeth Windsor, and Charles Windsor are attempting to blasphemously claim that bloodline on both sides of his family. So it's really, really
Yeah, and
sick.
What was the Windsor name before they changed it in the middle of World War or at the end of World War One?
Saxe-Coburg-Gotha.
Yep.
And that's pretty interesting too, because Adam Weishaupt retired to Belgium to Gotha, to one of their castles.
Yep.
So it's all real incestuous, real tightly knit.
Very much so. All right, Dave, I appreciate it. 800-313-9443, talking about all things German. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KT-P50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially in times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, we're back, people. It is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, and host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And we're talking about history, you know, because it's not conspiracy theory. I'm not talking about aliens from another planet, although some of these people might feel more comfortable on a foreign planet. Or we might feel more comfortable if we could get them off this planet and put them on a moon base or something. It's simply incomprehensible the amount of money and resources that we have wasted in the last 10 to 50 years or more, instead of applying it to set up a moon base and bases on other planets and to get off this planet and to develop, you know, for want of a better word, star drive or some kind of a warp drive or some other kind of propulsion system so that we can actually, you know, realize that when you look up in the night sky and see that there is so much out there in resources and opportunity, and that at some point, if we would, you know, take our eyes off of each other and our hands off of each other's throats and look skyward instead of, you know, talking about aliens from other planets and that's where we all came from and blah, 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 and using technology and applying it, you know, we've leapfrogged our technology in the last 100 years to such a degree that there is no reason that if we would better apply our resources, you know, the whole thing on global warming really gets to me, because if we were really concerned, we wouldn't be trying to impose carbon taxes upon individuals and their quote unquote carbon footprint. We would be in a mad dash to strengthen the polar ice caps, realizing that, you know, that is the magnetic field, the force field that protects the Earth in the Van Allen belts, or the magnetic field that is strengthened and or weakened by the density of the polar ice caps as a super cooling mechanism that strengthens the field when the polar ice caps are deep and dense and vast, and weakens the magnetic field to the point where we could burn off the face of the planet and see it end up much like Mars or other planets if we do not do something. And I'm not talking about, you know, putting in fluorescent light bulbs or changing the bulbs or buying a new refrigerator. All those things help to a degree. But if this is serious and the scientists are real and not pulling a apocalypto on us, you know, like in the movie where the king, the supreme being of the empire, I believe it was the Aztecs, they knew about the lunar eclipse. And, you know, they stopped the massacre using the lunar eclipse to not only scare the people through fear and terror, but also by killing all these people and sacrificing them, and then giving a wink and nod because they knew about the upcoming lunar eclipse. And you can see it. I mean, it's a brilliantly crafted movie. And that one instant where there's a glance of realization between the head witch doctor or priest, high priest, and the emperor, to where they know about the lunar eclipse and, you know, stop the bloodletting when one of the principals, the cougar, whatever, I forget what his name was, or whatever, the movie that, or the individual, the character that the movie was centered around, when he ends up on the altar and they stop it just in time to save his life. It's the same thing going on now. You know, we've had cyclical periods of warming and we'll have cyclical periods of cooling. And if it were such a serious issue, they would be doing something to strengthen the polar ice caps. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
With recent international